In some ways, Tracy and Ryan Graham are a lot like other Baltimore husband and wife duos. They like to spend time at home with their three cats, kick back on the sofa, and watch old movies on TV. But that's probably where the similarities end. Tracy and Ryan also run a local production company, and they've collaborated on an array of original movie releases, ranging from Dyke Squad to Aaron Burr versus the Space Aliens. Their newest film is a horror comedy entitled Livelihood, and it's opening next week. Mr. and Mrs. Graham have been kind enough to drop in today to talk a bit about their new masterpiece and perhaps to shed some light on what must be a very bizarre marriage. Tracy, Ryan, welcome to The Signal.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
I have seen a copy of this movie, and I've got to say, I laughed, I cried, I was extremely grossed out. I felt like I was watching a cross between Toxic Avenger, Pink Flamingos, and the Kentucky Fried Movie. I think for starters, let's just have you guys give a brief overview of what happens in this movie.
The way we came about it, we said all these zombie movies are out, but the zombies are always eating brains. So what would happen if the dead came back to life and they didn't eat brains? They just wanted their jobs back, wanted their wife back. So it started from there, and basically the story revolves around three different groups of people. There's an 80s rock star named Billy Jump. There's a corporate lackey guy, kind of the bottom of the totem pole, named Alexander. And then there's an evil mother-in-law named Vida. They all die horrible deaths, and they come back to life. And it's kind of their stories from then on, trying to get back in the swing of things.
As a couple, how do you guys go from a quiet dinner at home to, hey, let's make a movie about zombie rock stars and killer samurais?
We got started through the Creative Alliance. One day we saw an ad in the paper for a Cam Slam that they have every year. In fact, they just had one. And it got us off the sofa, and doing movies is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. We talked about it, and we talked about it, but the Creative Alliance got us to do it.
Was it a mutual love of Fangoria movies that brought you guys together?
Basically.
Part of it, yeah. Actually, the first night that we actually did speak was when I was here visiting my father, who lives here. And I got rip-roaring drunk, and we sat at a bar and basically yelled at each other all night. But in the process, learned that, you know, we both loved Evil Dead, and we both loved John Waters, and that's how it started.
Let's talk a little bit more about this movie. There are some special effects in this movie that would probably, you know, make the editor of Fangoria magazine roll over in his grave if he's dead. I don't know.
I hope so.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about where this desire to disgust comes from and how you go about it.
I am a big fan of Tom Savini. He did a lot of the Dawn of the Dead for Romero. He does all the special effects for them. I guess it's like the smoke and mirrors of filmmaking that we love. The idea that we can, like, do something to gross people out, that we're not really doing anything. It's just all sleight of hand, you know. It's like the magic of filmmaking. And it combines the art that I like, and with, like, the makeup part, with the part that Ryan's wonderful at, as far as editing and the special effects that he can add in later on.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of scenes in this movie kind of seemed like they were shot in sort of public locations in a sort of impromptu way. I might be wrong about this, but as I was watching it, I was wondering what sorts of reactions you got from people who were just sort of happened to be in the street when they'd see you out there with, you know, zombies and bright red wigs and whatnot.
Well, there's one particular scene, actually in Hamilton, downtown Hamilton. We're sitting there trying to film this thing, and all we're getting, there's a stoplight right there, all we're getting is people stopping, honking, yelling. Meanwhile, I mean, you know, I'm trying to get decent sound here. Everyone's, yeah, zombie! Yeah! But, you know, that's Baltimore. It's like, you know, there's other places where people would just turn their heads and keep quiet, but people in Baltimore got excited about it, and that's cool.
On the other side of that, we were filming at the Patterson Theater, and the Billy Jump was in full zombie makeup. This is the 80s rock star after he's dead.
Right before his glorious comeback.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. And him and I, the actor, were walking in front of the Creative Alliance back and forth for like 20 minutes, and I swear there must have been about 10 people who walked by and didn't give us a second glance. We were more disturbed by that.
It's like, eh. Seen it.
Seen it, yeah, absolutely. It's Baltimore after all.
Next week, your film is going to screen at the Patterson Theater, and then again at the Charles Theater. Talk a little bit about what it's going to feel like to see your creation up there on the silver screen in front of a live movie-going audience.
It's a little bit frightening, to be honest, and exciting at the same time. I'm so excited. There's a countdown in my head all the time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think you're actually one of the first people to see the movie, and you didn't even see the final version, and it's very nerve-wracking to think that there's going to be hundreds of people watching this thing that we've spent 2 years on, and just imagining us sitting in a dark theater, and here comes a joke, dead silence. Here comes another joke, dead silence. People getting up, walking out of the theater, you know. Hopefully, if they do get up and walk out, it'll be because they're totally disgusted, and that would be a good kind of walk out. But we made this movie hoping that no one would ever be bored watching it. You know, we always wanted something exciting to happen every 5 minutes or something, so...
But you're pretty much guaranteed every 5 minutes or so to hear like a collective, oh,
well, that's good.
That's what we were going for.
But I hope that's tempered with humor. I mean, we really did. We tried to make it a cross between like a George Romero movie and a John Hughes movie. You know, it's like 16 Candles meets Dawn of the Dead. There's love story involved in it. You know, there's definitely a lot of comedy in there. So hopefully it'll appeal to a wide audience.
Well, Tracy and Ryan, I just want to thank you guys for dropping by and congratulate you in advance on the theatrical release of your film.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tracy and Ryan Graham are co-writers and co-producers of the feature-length comedy horror movie Livelihood. The film premieres next Wednesday evening, October 12th, at 8 o'clock at the Creative Alliance's Patterson Theater, and it shows again next Thursday, the 13th, at 8 o'clock at the Charles Theater. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.